Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, what's going on?
Oh, well, you're sitting there in a red cap with SACA on and 429 on the back of the thing. What's going on there?
Now, Phil, you're being very rude.
Looks new too.
Well, Phil, actually, yesterday I had a very pleasant experience, and that was that the SACA, as part of their 150th celebrations,
yep,
which is actually 151, but you can't blame them on that because it's COVID,
yep,
they decided that they would introduce the playing number appearance order,
yep,
to every past and present player that's alive, obviously. And so yesterday afternoon, the past players were invited to attend the Oval for, yep, a presentation, and thus, despite your rudeness, I have a red cap perched on my head.
You have, and 429.
429. Well, that is an
interesting... Is that your age?
There's no need to be like that. Right. An interesting slight piece of controversy here.
Oh.
Because in the beautiful publication...
Yes, we've got over there...
of the South Australia 150, yep, celebration, yep, book, and it is a magnificent book, there is a list of the player appearances there.
Yep.
Now, in that book, I'm 428.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I've got cap 429. But I think I know the explanation.
I think I do.
What is it, Phil?
The first match you played wasn't any good, so they thought they'll start you again at 429.
Oh, what a funny
bloke. Was that it?
No, well, actually, Phil, it's not like that at all. I think that they were so impressed with my first match that they gave me a cap for each innings.
Oh, well, our listeners can... They can make up their own minds on that, hey? Yeah, well, there you go.
Anyway.
What you're saying is that cap you got on your head at the moment, it's, yes, going to be mine, because 420, you'll get a 428, so 429 comes to this little...
Well, there is a principle involved here that you've actually got to earn them.
Oh, hang on. Did Harmsy get his?
Harmsy wasn't there.
Wasn't he? Where was he?
Well, I thought you'd have known.
No.
Chris couldn't make it because he was at the opening of the T20 World Championships.
Oh, what, giving out balls?
Correct.
Chris, we got to love you. You've got to be back on. We miss you. So, we'll have you back on. Okay, Rick.
Now, hang on, before we leave.
Is there more on that? I'm going to put the cap on. Hang on.
Now, before we leave, I think we should share with the listeners one rather lovely and moving item that did occur yesterday at the presentation.
Yep.
And it was, and those who know anything about South Australian cricket will know who I am about to mention, that the fellow who was invited to present each and every one of us,
yep,
who were present,
yep,
with their personalised cap was none other than Nugget Rees.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
and,
well, I don't know cricket that well, but I know Nugget.
Yes, famous SACA personality.
Stroke Australian.
Well, Australian, yes. For those who aren't aware, he originally worked for Rowan Jarman Sports Store and was so impressive that Barry Jarman invited him down to Adelaide Oval to help out, and he became a tradition there.
Yep.
Giving a pre-match speech to not only the South Australian / Redback sides at the start of each game, but also the Australian Test side,
okay,
each game.
There you go.
And it was lovely to see him. I saw him last a couple of years ago, and he didn't look to be in that great of health, but he looked very good yesterday.
Oh, good.
And,
yep,
it was just a lovely touch.
Yeah, he is. He's a legend of Australian cricket, basically.
Is. And, yep, now I know that this will come as a shock to most listeners and to you in particular, but on this occasion, SACA, well done.
Beg your pardon?
Did you hear that?
Had the caterers gay.
Caterers all over it.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
Beautiful.
A nice selection of food.
Couldn't you take a friend with you?
Well, no, you couldn't do that. The only complaint
yep.
that I can possibly make in relation yep. to the caterers is that...
Too much.
Well, yes, I'm sure there was too much, and yep. I bet it got thrown out. Possibly they could have chosen a slightly more suitable spot for the food tables to be that were in the sun.
Oh, wow.
But other than okay. that, the food itself...
So you might have to nick out of the toilet in a minute or something.
There's no need that to be saying? Like that. No. So it was a very nice afternoon.
Nah, good on you.
Bit
you
of bad luck. It. Bit and of bad luck about the South Australian Redbacks scrambling to 227.
Yeah. Pity they weren't on the Adelaide Oval. You could have watched them make a big 227.
They were on the Adelaide Oval.
I thought it was played away. They're playing away at the moment.
I'd take that cap off. Yeah, you're even pretending.
I'm going to throw the cap.
A typical start, you know, the top yeah. order collapses.
Yeah. Well, Trav, his red cap would have been sweaty.
Well, not quick fire half dozen, I think it was. Anyway, so there you go. Okay. A very pleasant lawn bowls.
Very good. Yes, the lawn bowls has kicked off, Rick. Here I'm sitting in this sacker cap. It's quite comfy too. Midweek, I had at Gorlons on Wednesday, Rick. I thought you may have come down and had a quick look. I was absolutely firing them down. They were coming out like. Oh.
Yeah, good listeners, I might have gone down if you'd let me know who was playing.
Is that what went wrong?
Yeah, basically.
So, went down to Gawler, just three rinks up, two rinks down, but the two went down by a bigger margin than we could win by, and I was in one of the winning rinks for a change. Rick.
Modesty will prevent you saying anything more.
Unlike Saturday, our rink was one of them that lost, and we had two up, two down, but we won.
So how would you describe your form on Saturday?
Mediocre to only okay. we're Tranmere, which is a tough deck.
Of course, tough deck. Why?
Oh.
Well, they got.
You would have wanted to bowl on it. Put it that way, Rick.
Oh, come on.
No, well, it's okay.
Have you heard of that expression that a poor workman blames his tools?
Yeah, my bowls were beautiful, though. It was the one delivering them. Anyhow, beat Tranmere just, but that was a good win away. We didn't do that last year. We lost to Tranmere at Tranmere. Okay, let's get on to the Bros and Light Bowls, Rick, because the Bros and Light boys love this segment. So, Rick, the upset already of the year.
What?
The dream team has gone down. The dream team. More recruits than Port Adelaide and the Crows put together.
You're joking. Who?
Yep. Angaston. Lost to Tanunda.
Gone down.
98 to 104.
They were unbeatable, weren't they?
Unbeatable. The big, I reckon the big, it's going to come down, the big chopping block. Oh, geez, there'd be heads rolling this week.
Heads
there,
rolling up at Angus, even after
week down one. The hill at Angaston, they'll be rolling down.
Whoa. Yep. You're being a bit controversial there, aren't you?
No, the Angaston boys love me, so.
Do they?
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
The ones that got dropped for the new recruits, yeah.
Okay. Look, quickly, I'll go through the top skips for the day as well. Sue LaFair.
Oh, this is all your mates.
No. Sue LaFair. I apologise, Sue, if I pronounce that wrong. 34 to Liam Buckley, a good skip up at Angaston, 14. 34-14. Kapunda defeated Yidunda, 127-77. Adrian Green being the best, the biggest winning skip there, 34 to Kimmy Schutz, 14. Freeling, they lost to Lindock, 80-87. Turtle Curtis going down to one of our real good listeners here,
all
Steve
right.
Heintze. Steve's
good
first game at Lindock.
Good man.
Turtle, 9:38 to Steve. 9:38.
Did he start early or something?
Which has put Steve on top of the skip list and the rink list for the start of the season.
That would almost be a centre bet worth putting money on, wouldn't it?
And the last game was Mount Pleasant. They got defeated by Newry, 81 to 110. Rob Gropey, his rink was the biggest winning rink, 42 to Hambley, 16. So that's the local bowls scores and the top skips for the week.
All right. Rick? Now, while you raised the issue
yes.
of the great recruiting...
By Angaston?
By Angaston.
Yes.
How would you put that recruitment in relation to the Port Adelaide Power and the Adelaide Crows?
Oh, I think Angus had done a bit more homework than both of those teams put together.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, some big recruits.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Port have done well. Very happy with their recruiting. Horn Francis and Junior Rioli.
Still a member, are you? I am.
All paid and all up, all done. Done and dusted, ready to rock and roll. Yep.
Actually, about talking about recruiting.
Yes.
And the 10-day episode, I heard driving home from Adelaide the other day, prior to all being over, a listener on the radio station I was listening to, Port Adelaide man, I might say.
Yep.
He rang up and suggested that the best way Port could go about this recruiting period was to offer Hinkley and two other choices.
Well, there you go. Got rid of all the other coaches bar Hinkley, haven't we?
But anyway, so you reckon Junior's okay?
Junior will be good. Yep. Replace Robbie Gray. Yep. And we needed a midfielder. And as I said, before the show, we were having a chat. We let Graham slip through because they got wind that, which is Cripps, Jason Cripps, who's our recruiting guy, heard that Horn Francis is going to be on the. So they took him, 19 years old, ready to go. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually quite happy. Undoubtedly Junior Rioli is a talent.
Mm.
I mean, we all know, listeners, you and I, that he's had his problems in the past. But I think the Indigenous program at Port Adelaide, if anybody can look after they're probably the men to do it.
So.
And I don't, I mean, that's the only question mark because his talent is undoubted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the case of Horn Francis, I have no doubt that he's a good player. You can't be number one draft picked and basically BMO. Not be. But he... And, you know, the explanation offered is that he was homesick and he didn't really want to be in Melbourne and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
that's fair. But, and consequently, or at least that's the excuse given, his output was pretty average.
Mm. Mm.
But there are no excuses now. He's home, he's with family, he is, quote, where I want to be, end of quote.
Yep.
And let his footy do the talking.
Yeah, exactly right. Played 17 games, and as we know, Dacos won every first year player award possible. Everything. Horn Francis wasn't really in that top dozen, I think. Played 17 games. He played some reserves footy, as we know. But yeah, as you said, Rick, he should be ready to go, fired up and ready to go. So,
well, the big test is, and of course, it's reading between the lines, is that. There seems to be little doubt about his footy ability. There seems to be some doubt about his dedication to the cause.
Mm.
However, that may have been because he really didn't want to be where he was.
Yep.
But, as I've already said, he ain't got no excuses now.
No, away you go. And for the Crows, I think they've recruited poorly again.
Well, their track record over the years, forget whether we're Port men or not, is that statistically over the years they have recruited very, very averagely compared to Port Adelaide. And to be honest, all this song and dance and front pages and back pages, I don't think they've done any better this year.
I agree, Rick, because as we know, being in the spotlight here in South Australia, he's going to be bigger than who we're talking about.
Ben Hur.
Isaac Rankin.
Yeah.
He's going to find it overwhelming, I reckon, and it might just...
Well, the thing that staggers me is that, you must give genuine praise when it's required, his second half, or at least the second half of the second half of the season, he played and played well.
Yep.
But, and this is the big but, which isn't, three-letter word biggest in the sporting world, but he, up until then, hadn't really done anything special. And he is literally a small forward.
800,000, somewhere in that vicinity.
For sitting in the forward pocket.
Whoa.
And... the problem is there's no guarantee that he can get a touch because the ball's got to get down to him first.
Exactly right. And they that's words of on the draft table the other night on that show, the draft, and that said exactly the same thing, that they've got to get the ball down there.
Yeah.
And he's only as good as his centre-line players, back-line players.
Yeah. Well, that's where, forgetting the personalities, that's where Port have done so much better because Horne Francis is your big body forward stroke midfielder.
Yep.
Now, that is, heavens knows, that is what the Crows desperately need.
Yeah.
And they haven't got one.
Sloaney's, you know, Laird's, well, he's not that old, but he's been around for a while. Sloaney's just about finished. You know, I mean, I think they should have probably come up the field a bit more. But anyway.
And pay that sort of money for
that forward.
I think is very questionable. Anyway, that's enough. Angaston, they might go up and get some notes from Angaston.
They might do.
Yeah.
Get the recruiting guy from Angaston. I'll give him his number.
Right. Now, before we begin to wind up, I really feel that I need to make at least a passing comment on the Australian netball team, the Diamonds.
Yep.
Now, for those listeners who aren't aware, the Diamonds, the Australian netball team, have been world class for so long, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And on top of that, for reasons that I haven't been able to work out, they were financially basically gone.
Yep.
Now, Gina Rinehart, huge mining magnate, she, as she has done with other sporting organisations and community groups, has put her hand up and decided to sponsor the Australian netball team to a lazy $15 million over four years.
Sort of get them out the poo a bit, won't it?
Well, yes. However.
Oh. What? A hiccup to that? Who can knock that back?
Socially unacceptable, they claim. Well, they, mainly led by ex-Australian netball captain Shani Norder.
Yes, ex-Leighton.
Yes.
Was Leighton, Shani Leighton.
Who claims that it is politically insensitive and socially bankrupt for the Netball Australia to accept it. Now, may I suggest, bluntly, right, I make no apology, Shani, pull your head in. And
agree.
And let Netball Australia cater and help out every girl and woman who plays netball in Australia, and there are millions of them, and get on with the show. You know, not only is it ridiculous, her call, I mean, you could argue that it's not the small Hancock prospect. Expecting logo, technically you could argue isn't even on their uniform, it's on the position playing bib. That's how big it is. It's next to nothing. But, you know, she also conveniently forgets that the other major sponsors are Origin.
Yep.
They don't do anything about spewing stuff around.
No.
Well, what about Nissan? Nissan cars.
A nice diesel or a petrol or something.
Yeah, I mean, we won't go on to it.
No.
It's just, you know.
No, that's not on. Let it happen and good luck to Australian netball, isn't it, really?
Well, and I think it's a wonderful gesture on Gina's part to get them out of the huge hole that they're in. I mean, it is not going to matter a flick to her organisation, you know, she could just ignore the plight. It's not as though the organisation is going to benefit greatly, particularly to the tune of $15 million. She, you know, even if they get away somehow with a tax dodge, but at least it keeps.
Yeah, and they've been highly underpaid. I know that for a fact. The netballers, and so good luck to them. You know, if that's going to help them do that too. So
anyway, we've got that off the chest.
Of course, Shani was a great AFL footballer. You didn't bring that up. A Collingwood ruckman, all Australian ruckman.
Oh, is that
in the AFLW?
Oh well, that probably explains a lot of it.
So there you go.
Now, as we close, just a
getting sweaty palms.
Forewarning to our good and trusted listeners. We've tried it once before.
We're trying it again.
And we're going to see if he does a better job this time. Phil is presenting the joke.
Did you hear about the guy that's wife's missing, Rick?
No. Yes. Oh, how shocking.
She's been missing for a week now.
Oh, really?
And the police said to him, prepare for the worst.
Oh, no.
So he had to go down to the Goodwill and get her clothes back.
Oh,
boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
I think dear. I got it out all right, Rick.
Oh, dear listeners, that is just remarkable. Oh, dear me. All right, that's it?
That's it. We're done.
Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.